The Youth's Instructor, September 19, 1895. Be not wise in your own conceit. Thus saith the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Divine knowledge must be combined with human education in order that the gospel may not be hid. The apostle says, The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. God has given us warning that we shall not lean to our own understanding. If we do, we shall be in constant danger of being misled and misdirected by the God of this world. Those who know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior have the privilege of being educated and trained in a higher school than that of men, and of being tutored under higher wisdom than that of finite beings. They may come under the tutorship of the greatest teacher the world ever knew, and partake of the same knowledge that he gave to Daniel. Those who are humble in heart, those who feel their need of higher wisdom, and do not rely upon their own finite judgment, but search earnestly to know the will of God, may draw from the source of all knowledge and obtain grace, prudence, discretion, and judgment. They will realize the fulfillment of the assurance of God's word. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Those who are meek and lowly in heart will learn of Christ and find rest unto their souls. Young men and young women will often be brought into positions where they are uncertain what to do. Their inclination leads them in one direction, and the Holy Spirit of God draws them in another direction. Satan presses his temptation upon them and urges them to follow the inclinations of the natural heart. But those who desire to be true to Christ will listen to the voice that says, This is the way, walk ye in it. They will decide to take the course of the righteous, although it is more difficult to pursue, more painful to follow than the way of their own heart. But they will also realize the fulfillment of the promise. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. We need to receive divine wisdom in the daily concerns of life, in order that we may display sound judgment, and choose the safe path, because it is the right one. He who acts upon his own judgment will follow the inclination of the natural heart. But he whose mind is opened to the word of God will prayerfully consider every way of his feet, so that he may honor God and keep the way of the Lord. He will remember that even Christ pleased not himself, and he will consider it a great privilege to follow in his steps. He will take his perplexities to God in prayer, and ask the guidance of him whose property he is. He will realize that he belongs to God, soul, body, mind, and strength. The apostle says, What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Let those who are perplexed with temptation go to God in prayer. The Lord says, Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. The promises of God are unfailing. The word of God is not yea and nay, but yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Persevere in prayer, and watch thereunto without doubting, and the Holy Spirit will work in the human agent, bringing heart and mind into subjection to right principles. Repeat over and over the promise, If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. When tempted, fasten your faith firmly upon the promise of God, and thank him for the grace and mercy that he has so freely bestowed. Let every youth train himself in practical lines, to trust the Lord, and not to follow his own ways. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. To be concluded.